Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Heads up! We possibly are going to now challenge some of your basic assumptions. What is true manhood today? We have been told that since we were so young, when our mamas used to say, "Be good, I'm going to snatch you bald-headed," that it's fiercely competitive independence. Going it alone, tough as nails, cracking walnuts under our armpits, being solitary.
I'll be what I am, a solitary man, a solitary man, solitary man.
Did you know, dude, that being a solitary man, that isolation disconnects us from each other and disconnects us from our wives and families. This is how come the home so often bites the dust. Men being cut off from vital, nurturing relationships with one another. And I'm going to use that word nurturing. That doesn't seem like any kind of a description you want to talk about between two straight men, right? As a matter of fact, I was kind of uncomfortable with that term until about a half a dozen years ago because I bought into that Rambo myth too. But the fact of the matter is the godly blueprint for inner contentment and happiness is one of mutual interdependence between us and not independence. As a matter of fact, we give one another, type-spirited friends, permission to ask hard questions. When it's just fellowship and there's no mutual interdependence, here's what happened. You ever worked with somebody or you ever been in church with somebody and all of a sudden this person leaves their spouse and you're going, "Hello, what's up with this?" You had no idea that this was coming. When you're mutually independent and mutually accountable to one another, we give one another permission to ask the hard questions. And you know what that leads to? The biggest honking possibility of contentment within our souls to satisfy our deepest longings.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say, "Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend."
Now, as we often say, your wife ought to be your very best bud, but she shouldn't be your only best bud because it's too much of a load on her to be your only friend. So where do you find the most likely possible candidates for authentic, soul-to-soul, heart-to-heart friendships? We're practically speaking, probably in church. So how do you recognize possible candidates in church? Demeanor is key to recognizing possible future real soulmates that you can be soul-to-soul and heart-to-heart with. These men are more likely to be more unassuming types rather than hotheads or bragging blowhards. I mean, when you're seeking a tight bud, certain men definitely need to be avoided, such as the ones who are kind of gossipy, materialistic, prowling, self-centered, you know, the rebellious types. In reality, these kinds of personalities that I just mentioned, and I'm not coming down on them, I'm just talking about a friend for you. These types of personalities are actually hurting inside. That's why they hurt so many others, because they're in such emotional pain themselves. Unfortunately, they make for lousy buds. Again, we're being practical here. We're getting down to the pragmatics. Now, when he talks, a prime candidate probably converses in a very personal way. He looks you right in the eye. And he doesn't say crude wisecracks about his wife. And you know right away how special his kids are to him if he's a father. You look for what you see is what you get types. You know those? Stu Weber says, you're looking for Forrest Gumps with intelligence. I love this. I'm going to quote a paragraph from Stu here. You might call it an open-heartedness or an accepting authenticity. But whatever you call it, it involves an ability to accept oneself, to accept you and to accept other people, and to humbly and authentically open one's heart to another. Somehow, when you meet such a man, you're left with the undeniable impression that what you saw was what you got. This person was real. He was honest. He was sincere. And what came through on the outside was exactly what was there on the inside. No deceptive labeling, no camouflage, no nice to know you with eyes focused across the room. This was the genuine item, and it was extended to you. But alas, the only way the public could accept such a reality was by portraying it as a trait of the simple-minded. The unfortunate tragedy of the film of Forrest Gump was that such nobility and consistency had to be justified as a lack of intelligence. Certainly no normal person could be so transparent. No normal person could be so simple-hearted, so accepting, and so lacking in prejudice or pretense or hypocrisy. Or could they? You know, when you get right down to it, isn't that what you desire most in a friend? Real, honest to goodness, open-hearted authenticity. Now, once you identify a possible candidate for a heart-to-heart friend, go to him with the idea of getting together maybe for a meal. And when together at that meal, reveal a little bit about yourself. When you do, see if it releases him to do the same. If he opens up a little and the conversation clicks, hey, you may have the beginning of a bond where you can unconditionally start to accept and affirm one another as you deal with one another's challenges in life. Proceed slowly. Deep and abiding relationships take time. The fact is, you do have to take a risk if you want the extraordinary rewards of masculine friendships. You may feel vulnerable when you initially express stuff from the heart to another man. In considering such a gamble, however, keep in mind the reward. Just as the reward for a boy who musters up courage to swim for the first time, taking the risky plunge with a potential real friend pays off as big as just about anything in life. And remember, the other guy's struggles are similar to yours, homie, and your openness may very well awaken it. The glue to seal you together is a mutually spiritual shared goal.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.